Our next guest is here to talk some Niners football from the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. He is on Twitter, like all of us, at Grant Cohn. It's Grant Cohn on 95.7 The Game. Grant, what's up? How's your weekend going?
Going good. Thanks for having me on the show. How are you guys?
Doing well. We appreciate it. Now, we had a little debate yesterday about the Niners and Seahawks where I said the Seahawks, they proved that they were the better team. In your opinion, did the Seahawks prove that they were simply a better team than the Niners this year?
I think it's tough to say that. I mean, they play so close. The Niners were right there at the end. I think the Niners showed that they're just as talented as the Seahawks, but they failed in the same way two seasons in a row, not being able to score in the red zone. So clearly the better team won. I think the Niners are talented enough to beat them, but I think that maybe there's a coaching issue. Maybe Pete Carroll's a better coach, but the better team won.
Grant, let's get right to it. You wrote a column, a little bit controversial in my opinion. You gave Colin Kaepernick a C+. The biggest thing that stood out from your, or the part of the article on Colin Kaepernick, was that you didn't give him a C based on what you see as his talent limitations. It was more things that you think he can work on, like footwork. So, are you basically saying you don't think he worked hard enough in the offseason?
No, he worked very hard. Obviously, I think he didn't really prioritize what he needed to work on. I think the most important thing for a quarterback to work on is his accuracy and his footwork in the pocket. You win a Super Bowl throwing from the pocket, and he was working on strength and running, and he's very good at those things, and he throws very hard, and he runs very hard. But I thought he was going to get a lot better this year at passing in the pocket, at resetting his feet, not overstriding and missing people high. You know, things that Russell Wilson improved on, things that Cam Newton improved on. And to me, he regressed. His completion percentage went down. He was awful in the red zone. It was really surprising. I supported the move from Kaepernick, from Alex Smith to Kaepernick. I thought it was the right move, and I thought Jaworski was correct when he said that Kaepernick was one of the most talented quarterbacks he's ever seen. But he's going to be 27 next year, and you have to wonder if he's entering the Michael Vick territory of a very, very talented player who never took the art seriously enough and mastered the skills that Joe Montana did or Peyton Manning did.
I'll agree with a lot of that. I am with you, of course. I would have chosen Kaepernick over Alex Smith, and I think a C-plus is a legitimate grade, and the best is yet to come. He just came on the scene so hot that it was the question, can he sustain this? I think the answer was no. He did regress a little bit with the accuracy. Grant Cohn from the Santa Rosa Press Democrat with us on 95.7 The Game, talking Niners. You just said maybe Pete Carroll was the better coach. I saw you gave Jim Harbaugh a B-. What grade would you have given Pete if you were writing in Seattle?
Well, he won the Super Bowl. Pete gets an A. He did a great job this year. He had a team that was the best team in the league early on, and they held the momentum pretty much the entire year. I think Harbaugh is right there, but he has weaknesses. He's more conservative than Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll will go for the knockout shot early. If he gets a shot to go up by two scores, he'll take it. Whereas you see Harbaugh, like, they'll be moving the ball, and then it's a field goal. It's like, yeah, you dominated, but you're not really dominating on the scoreboard. And that came back to haunt them in the last game. I mean, they had the ball at the 10-yard line, give it to them on the first series of the game. They never even took a shot into the end zone. They were completely content to take that field goal. And I think that's something that Harbaugh needs to improve on. I mean, the last two seasons he's failed because he hasn't been good enough with situational red zone football, which is too bad when you have the most talented team in the NFL, or one of the most talented teams.
Mm-hmm. Grant, tied for the first and second worst grade was the defensive backs, which you also gave a C+, and you also said that Dante Whitner and Carlos Rogers may not be 49ers next season. What kind of shakeup do you see going on with the secondary in San Francisco?
Well, I'm sure they would like to upgrade both positions, but it's a funny draft. There aren't that many good cornerbacks or safeties. I mean, I don't know if there's a safety that could come in right now and replace Whitner. He's really important and experienced. They probably take someone in the second or third round, and Vic Fangio doesn't like to just hand over starting jobs to second and third rounders. Then at cornerback, obviously they would like to get someone good like Denard or Justin Gilbert from Oklahoma State, but those guys are going to go pretty high. And I don't know if there's going to be a team that's going to oblige the Niners this year and let them jump up 15, 20 spots like they did last year. I'm sure the Cowboys wish they hadn't done that and just kept Eric Reed. It'll be interesting to see if the Niners can maneuver their way up for a cornerback. I doubt it. I think they're going to have to stick with Carlos Rogers, which will be interesting.
Grant Cohn, inside the 49ers blog, Santa Rosa Press Democrat, talking Niners football on 95.7 The Game. Grant, we read an article yesterday that Aldon Smith is unlikely to get that long-term extension now. Who knows when he's going to get it, if he's going to get it, but do you still look at him as a risk? Do we still look at Aldon Smith post-rehab and say he has to prove himself he's a risk off the field?
Well, off the top of my head, I mean, it seems like he gets in trouble every 6 months or a year. So I think it's fair for the Niners to say, why don't we just wait and you prove that you can be a solid citizen for more than 6 months or 12 months before we're going to commit to you for 4 or 5 years. I think that's fair. But he's a great player, and if he proves that he can stay clean, they're going to give him a lot of money.
Grant, when you look at these two teams, the Seahawks and the Niners, both the two highest Super Bowl favorites in Vegas, do you think this is going to come down to home field advantage, or are you going to be looking a lot closer at what personnel moves are made in the offseason?
Home field advantage is key, although the Niners only beat them by 2 points at Candlestick this year.
Let me ask you this. If that NFC Championship game was played in Candlestick, do you think the Niners win?
No, I don't. I think the Niners have a fundamental problem with situational football and poise at the end of the games in the most pressurized moments possible. Two seasons in a row, Harbaugh had a timeout at the end of the game and forgot to use it. They're rushing plays when they could have called timeout and say, why don't we get this right? Why don't we talk about what happens if this read isn't open? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
2 years in a row, he blew it. And so I think that they need to fix that.
I'm happy you said that. I think sometimes we give the 12th man a little too much credit. I know it's loud. I know it's a great fan base, but you're right. It's not just the noise why Seattle won that game. Grant Cohn is with us. Grant, let me ask you about Marcus Lattimore. I know anybody who saw this guy play in college knows he's the real deal when healthy. Is it his time to shine? Is Frank Gore going to have to move aside? Is it the Marcus Lattimore era upon us?
I haven't seen him play. I see him walk around the locker room a lot, and to me, he walks like Harbaugh walks, which is not...
Does he really?
Yeah, I mean, he really hurt that knee, and he looks like he still walks sort of on the side of his leg and doesn't... He looks like he walks a little stiff-legged. Marcus, I'm sorry. I hope everything goes well for you. I'm rooting for you, but just seeing him walk around the locker room isn't encouraging for me, but maybe he'll be great in OTAs. Maybe he'll be great on the field. We'll see. He was terrific in college. I'm praying for him.
Grant Cohn, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. So when's the last time you took a tour, real quick, before we say goodbye, of the new Levi Stadium? Have you actually seen the facility, been up close?
I have. I took a tour a couple months ago. It's beautiful. What struck me about it is the seats on all levels are pretty much, they're right, in sort of balcony style, stadium seating. So at Candlestick, everyone's really far back, but in this, it's going to be real intimate. It's going to be really good sight lines, even from the upper deck.
It goes like over the field, kind of like AT&T Park.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's a much better configuration.
That is so cool.
Good stuff.
Looking forward to it. Hey, Grant, great stuff tonight. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for inviting me.
Have a good one.